Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 8, Mishnah 4. Mishnah continues on the topic of Bensorah or Moreh, somebody who's a wayward child who's stolen meat and wine from his own parents. And the Mishnah says like this: Hayaviv Rotza, let's say his father wanted to bring him to court to get him in trouble, to indict him. Ve'imo eino Rotza, but his mother doesn't want him. Aviv eino Rotza, his father doesn't want him. Ve'imo Rotza, and his mother doesn't want him. Eino Nasa Bensorah or Moreh. We do not turn him into a Bensor HaMara, actually Shnei HaMotzim, until both of them are in agreement, because the Pasuk says, V'tavsu bo'av of Imo, that his father and his mother have to take him into court together. Rabbi Yehuda on that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im lo haisa Imo ru'i alaviv, if let's say the mother was not identical to the father, Eino Nasa Bensor HaMara, he does not become Bensor HaMara. Identical means they have to have the same type of voice, they have to look the same, they have to be the same stature. These are some of the requirements which make it almost impossible for an actual Bensor HaMara to happen. Hayecha mehem gidim, if one of the parents but didn't have a hand, o chiger, or was lame, o ilim, or was mute, o suma, or was blind, o cherish, or was deaf, eino naso Bensor HaMara, they cannot become Bensor HaMara, because the pasuk says, shenemar v'tav subo avivimo, his parents should hold on to him, v'lo gidmin, therefore it can't be someone who cannot hold on to him, who doesn't have a hand, v'lo tzio, so they take him outside the house, to the court, v'lo chigrin, and that can't be lame, because else how are they going to take him? Va'amru, they say to the court. Velo ilman, they can't be mute, or else what are they going to tell the court? B'neinu, that it seems like they point to the sun with their finger. Velo suman, if they're blind, they won't be able to point to where he is. Einenu shomea bekolenu, he doesn't listen to our voice. Velo chershin, and not deaf, because if they're deaf, I don't know if they listen. How does they understand if he's listening to their voice? Halacha is, as the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah says, all these cases will be disqualified from being a Bensor HaMara. The Mishnah continues. This is the process. Masrim bo b'fnei shnosha. We warn him, actually, in front of two witnesses, that if he continues to steal from his parents to fuel his habit of gluttony, of meat and wine, the halacha is that they warn him not to do it. Let's say he violated that warning. They bring him to the court, a court of three judges, and they tell them, our son is a Bensor HaMara, is a wayward child. We warned him in front of two, and he stole again. He bought meat and wine. And they bring the witnesses that warned him, the witnesses that saw him steal, and then he gets lashes. So the first time that they warn him, he just gets lashes. Chazar b'kilko. Let's say he continued with his bad habits of stealing and feeding his habit of eating and drinking. Nidon b'asher mishlosha. The next time they bring him to a court of 23, because a court of 23 can give capital punishment. Ve'eno niskal, but they do not give him punishment. Ach yusham shlosha rishonim. They need the first three judges, the ones that convicted him, to lashes. Shenemar b'neinu zeh. The parents say, b'neinu zeh, this boy, zehu shalachu b'fneichem. These are the ones that our son received lashes in front of. Barach. If let's say the son somehow escaped, ad shalo nigmar dino, before the verdict was passed. And now while he was escaped, b'achak achikiv zaku patachton, he already turned into 13 and 3 months. Pater. He does not get the death penalty. V'imishon nigmar dino, but once the verdict was already passed, somehow Barach, he ran away. Then he turned 13 and 3 months. Chayiv, he is still liable, because once he is convicted, he's considered like a dead man, and there's no way to reverse that. Wishing you an amazing, uplifting, restful, and inspirational Shabbat.